Okay, we are holding on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom of the page. Today we're going to be doing Yud Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding at Tanu Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom of the page. We were just discussing in the previous shiur how you're not supposed to take maaseros from one year to another year. Meaning, if I have produce that grew in the year Tavshin Ayin Vav, I should not take maaseros for that produce from produce that grows in the year Tavshin Ayin Zayin. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us as follows: Liket Yerek. By vegetables, important to know, it's the Zman Lakita that's Koveya, the year for Meiser. It's when you pick it off the ground. It's not when it grows, not when it sprouts, not when it gets to a certain stage of growth. It's when you actually detach it from the ground. That's the year of that vegetable. So if I have a vegetable that I've just detached from the ground on Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Ayin Zayin, that's a Tavshin Ayin Zayin vegetable, even though all of its growth happened in Tavshin Ayin Vav. Erev Rosh Hashanah ad Shalot Tava Hashemesh. So let's say a person is Malakit the Yerek on Erev Rosh Hashanah before the sun sets. So it's still the previous year. And then the Chazar Velikait, and then he goes and he picks some more vegetables, Misha Tava Hashemesh, after sunset on Rosh Hashanah, which means after Rosh Hashanah already began. Now, you're not allowed to pick vegetables in Rosh Hashanah, it's a malachi, you're not allowed to do that, but it means that he sent a guy to do it. The bottom line is, we're trying to set up a case that these two vegetables were picked 5 minutes apart from each other, and yet they come from different years. So the halachi is, ein tormenu masrum yizeh alzeh. You can't take trumas and maestros from one to the other. Can't take trumas and maestros from the new to the old, and from the old to the new. Im haisa shnia nechnesas l'shlishis. If you picked a vegetable before Rosh Hashanah of the third year, and then after Shkia Sachama on Rosh Hashanah, you picked more vegetables, which is now part of the third year, it turns out that one of them is second year produce, and therefore shnia maestros Rishon and Meiser Sheni. The relevant Meisers to take for the second year produce is Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, but Shlishis, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. The produce of the third year, you're supposed to take Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, because the basic rule is that throughout all the years, all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle prior to Shemitah, you give Truma to a Kohen, you give Meiser Rishon to a Levi. However, when it comes to Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani, that depends on the year. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you take Meiser Sheni, you get to keep it yourself, but you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. In years 3 and 6, those are Meiser Ani years. So instead of Meiser Sheni, you do Meiser Ani. So here you have two vegetables from the same garden that were picked 5 minutes apart from each other. But one of them is considered a year 2 vegetable, so it's Meiser Sheni vegetable. You take Meiser Sheni for it. And the other is considered a year 3 vegetable, so it's a Meiser Ani vegetable, and you'd have to take Meiser Ani for it. Says Gemara, Minani Mili. How do I know that in the third year, this din is true, that there is no din of Meiser Sheni in the third year? So we're just going to question the relevant background information, that how do I know that there's no Meiser Sheni in the third year? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It says in the Torah, Ki sechala la'aser es kol ma'aser tvascha b'ashan ha'shlishes shnas ha'ma'aser, and it says, you give to the Levi, the ger, yasam, ha'mada, etc. So the fact that, what is this shnas ha'ma'aser? The previous years you also took Meiser. So what's it telling me? Shana she'in ba ela Meiser echad. This, in the first and second year, there are two Meisers. There's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. In this year, there's only one Meiser, aside from Meiser Ani, which the Pasuk is currently speaking about. So it's telling us that in the year where there's only one other Meiser to take, you take Meiser Ani. So you see clearly that there's no Meiser Sheni during the Meiser Ani years, because if there was, then there's multiple Meisers to take besides for the Meiser Ani. Okay, it's not Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, Meiser Sheni, Yibatel. That during the third and sixth year, you take Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, but you forget about Meiser Sheni. Oein alaf Meiser Rishon nami Yibatel. Or maybe we should say that you should be Mevatel Meiser Rishon also, and it should only be Meiser Ani. And when it says Shnasa Meiser, it means that there's only one Meiser that whole year, and that's only Meiser Ani. How do I know that you keep Meiser Rishon for all the years? That's why the pasuk says, "V'alavim tadaber v'amart aleihem ki sichu meis bnei Yisrael as hamaser shenasati lechem eitam b'nachalaschem." So the Torah calls Meiser Rishon b'nachalaschem. When the Torah calls Meiser Rishon a Nachla, it's telling us that Meiser Rishon is very similar to a Yerusha. Ma Nachla ein lehefsek, just like Yerusha always goes on throughout all the generations and it never stops. Af Meiser Rishon ein lehefsek, so too Meiser Rishon never stops. It applies in every single year that there's a chiyuv of Hafrashas Chumas Amaisos, which means not Shemitah and Yovel, but every other year where there's a Chiyuv for Chumas Amaisos, you have to take Meiser Rishon. So that's how I know that it's only Meiser Sheni that gets suspended during years 3 and year 6. Meiser Rishon remains intact. Tanya Nami Achni, you have a brisa that supports this Kisechal La Aser Shana She'in Ba Ela Meiser Echad, that when it says it's telling us that it's a year that only has one Meiser. HaKetzad, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. The Meiser Echad, the one Meiser that it has, is aside from Meiser Ani, it only has Meiser Rishon, and a Meiser Sheni Yibatel, and you forget about Meiser Sheni during the third and sixth year. Yachalaf Meiser Rishon Ami Yibatel, I might have thought, forget about Meiser Rishon as well. Tamalomar Uva Halevi. That's why the Pasuk says, Uva Halevi. Kolz Man Sheba. Whenever a Levi comes to seek Meiser, you give him Meiser Rishon. That's Rabbi Yehuda's limud. Rav Lozman Yaakov Omer Eino Tzarech. Harei Omer Rav Elvim Tadaber V'matan Kisichu Meis Meis Tzal Meiser Hashem Nesai V'chamei Tam Nachlaskem. We already have the pasuk that compares it to a Nachla. Hikishu Akasav L'Nachla. Ma Nachla in Lehefsik Af Meiser Rishon in Lehefsik. Just like a Nachla has no Hefsik, so to Meiser Rishon, there's never a break for Meiser Rishon. So I guess we should have two main points over here. First one is that you can have two vegetables picked from the same garden that were picked 5 minutes apart from each other, but they have different rules of Maisos, because one is right before Rosh Hashanah started, and one is right after Rosh Hashanah started of the third year. The second main point we would have is that we derive from the Pasuk that Maiser Sheni gets suspended in the Maiser Ani year, and there are two possible derivations as to how we know that Maiser Rishon does not get suspended in a Meiser on a year. Good. The Mishnah said, Vila Nedarim. So we learned in the Braisa, we learned in the Braisa number Alf, the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim is Echad B'Tishrei. So Gemara is going to explain what's the Nafkamina, what year that Neder is from. Tan Rabbanan, Hamudra Hana Mechavero L'Shana. Let's say a person takes a Neder Hana from his friend, that I shouldn't be allowed to get any Hana from you for a year. The way that works is not based on the calendar, rather it's based on 1 year starting from whenever he took that neder, one full 12-month period from whenever he took that neder. The Imam of the Shana Zoo, but if he said, I shouldn't be able to get enough from you this year, then Afilu La'amad al-Basr Matisha Ba'alul, Kivin Shiga Yomechad B'Tishrei, also L'Shana. Even if he's holding on the 29th day of El, the last day of the year, nevertheless, when Echad B'Tishrei comes, a year is considered to be complete, the year is considered to be over, and he can now get Hana from the other guy. And even if, generally speaking, you hold that one day of a year does not count as a whole year, we already had a whole discussion about that. Over here by Nedarim, we always have to look at what we think was going through the guy's mind. So we assume all he really intended to do was cause himself some Agmas Nefesh, and he did. He caused himself some Agmas Nefesh for that one day by not getting enough from his friend. Frek the Gemara of Eim and Nisan. How do I know the Rosh Hashanah from Nedarim is Tishrei? Maybe it's Nisan. So Gemara explains, because by Nedarim, halacha achar lashon, b'nei adam. By Nedarim, we follow what people generally mean. Meaning that's the rule by Nedarim. There's no halachic definitions of terms by Nedarim. The definition is whatever we think was going on in the guy's mind. That is the definition of the term by Nedarim. So Mela, it comes out that when people say, I shouldn't get any anah from you this year, or when people say Rosh Hashanah, what they always mean is Echad B'Tishrei. So that's how we know that Nedarim is Echad, that Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim is Echad B'Tishrei. Good, let's make that a main point as well. The Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim is Echad B'Tishrei because that's the Lashon B'nei Adam. And therefore, if a person takes a neder not to get Hana this year, it's only until Echad B'Tishrei. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Maisros in the first parak. Hatilton, a certain type of either spice or bean that sweetens up food. We don't follow the Lakita to determine the year of its Maisros. Rather, it's Misha Titzmach. It's from when it sprouts, meaning at the time that the seed begins to sprout. That's the year of Maisros. Hatvova Vazesim. When it comes to grain, when it comes to olives, it's when it's one third grown. It has nothing to do with when it's picked, but it's when it's one third grown. My Misha Titzmach. What does Misha Titzmach mean when it sprouts? So what it means is Misha Titzmach lizra'im, that when the seed sprouts in it. Because then the seed is potent enough that if you were to replant that seed, that it would actually grow. So that's considered a fully grown fruit, and therefore it's considered, or fully grown whatever this is, spice or bean, and therefore it would count for that year. So the Gemara explains, "Atvua shlish minanimili." How do I know that tvua and zesim, that grain and olives, the you determine what year it's the maisel should be from based on when it grew 1/3 of its growth? Where do we get that from? Amar Rabasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan umatuba mishmed Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan say, and some say they said in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Miketz sheva shanim b'moit shnas hashmita b'chag hasukos. At the end of seven years of the shnas hashmita on chag hasukos. Shnas hashmita ma'avid te b'chag hasukos. What do we do relating to shmita on chag hasukos? It's meaning, why are we mentioning shmita on the chag hasukos after 7 years? Shminisi, the chag hasukos after 7 years is over, is already the 8th year. That's not shmita anymore. So what's it coming to tell me? Clearly, what the Torah is telling us is some deeper message, and that is called Tavur Shevia Shlish Bashvias Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Atanoi Baminuk Shvias. Any grain that grew 1/3 of its growth prior to Rosh Hashanah, of the 8th year, you should still treat it like Shemitah produce Bishminis in the 8th year. So that's why it calls Chag HaSukkos of the 8th year Shnas HaShemitah, because there are things that grow, that continue to grow in the 8th year, that will still have a status of Shemitah produce because they grew to 1/3 of their growth during the Shemitah year. That's how we know that we follow the 1/3 growth. Amar Rabbi Zeira Levasi. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Asi, wait a second, the Dilma Loayel Klal. Maybe, how do you know that the Torah is talking about Tvua that grew 1/3 during the Shemitah year? Maybe it didn't ripen at all during, it didn't grow at all during the Shemitah year. V'kam Rachmana, and the Pasuk is still telling us that Tishamet V'tezel, that the Shemitah should continue into the 8th year, and you should still have to be Noheg Shemitah Alachos Ad Chag HaSukkos, all the way until Chag HaSukkos. Meaning, maybe it's not telling me about anything about the produce growing in the 7th year. Maybe it's just telling me very simply that you have to add on to the Shemitah year after the calendar turns till Sukkos and continue to treat it like Shemitah. So Gemara says, lo salkadai, that can't be what it means. Tachsiv, v'chag ha'asif b'tseis ha'shana. My asif, what does asif mean? Why does the Torah call Sukkos chag asif? Ile machag abav is man asifa. If you want to say because it's the time that we gather in the grain, v'ksiv ba'asbecha, it already says that, it already says ba'asbecha. Ela, my asif, katsir. When the Torah says asif, what it really means is harvesting, that you're harvesting the grain that's just fully grown now. So what kind of grain is just fully grown on Sukkos? The Kimmel Rabban, the Kultivosh, and Nixer B'chag, B'yadua She'viyah Shlish, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, the Kakari Levitzeis Hashanah, that any grain that's just fully grown on Sukkos must have grown 1/3 of its growth the previous year. And that's what we, and yet we call it Shemitah produce. So that's the last main point, that grain or olives that grow 1/3 of its growth during Shemitah year, even though it continues to grow and fully ripen after the Shemitah year is over, counts as Shemitah produce based on the title Chag HaAsif.